Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
From Denver, Colorado. Hey, you've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Hope you're not freezing your butts off out there. I mean, it's panic time, right? It's panic time. There's a winter storm everywhere. Get the bread. Get the milk. I've never understood, even when I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I never really understood what's the deal about running to the grocery store to get bread and milk? Bread and milk sandwiches? French toast, maybe? I don't know. How about some protein? How about some eggs? You know, get some eggs. get some ham, bacon. I mean, but eggs and milk. Oh, eggs and milk are gone. And I do understand the water, you know, because if your pipes freeze and you and all of that. But I'm always amazed how we are so fear-driven by the cabal. You know, that unholy alliance of the ruling elite and the tech giants and all the, you know, the dominant media. How, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. Now, in Colorado, interestingly, the sky has been falling all winter long. You know why? Because it's been so warm. So a lot of the ski slopes aren't open. At least they are. Maybe they're just partially open. Or they get a little snow and then it melts and gets icy and crusty and the skiing kind of sucks. And so, and we are in a drought and our snowpack is below normal. It's significantly below normal. So we've been in a panic about that. So every evening on the news, on the local news here in Denver, it's been, you know, oh my gosh, you know, it's wonderful weather. I mean, you know, highs in the 50s, 60s sometimes, and our normal high this time of year, at least down here in the flatlands of Denver, not up in the mountains necessarily. The average temperature in January is something like, you know, 40 degrees or 42 degrees. Well, suddenly, and that's the panic. Enjoy this nice weather, but you know, we really worry about it. Okay, well, enjoy it, but worry about it. That's one way to live, right? Enjoy something, but worry about it the entire time. Then we get the Arctic cold blast. Now, I gotta say, I have to give some credit, not much, but I'll give a little credit, to the dominant media, for the mainstream media, because they haven't named this yet. Like, you know, they haven't called it the polar vortex, they haven't given it a name, like, you know, Nancy's big ass storm or something. We don't have anything like that yet, but give it time. Give it time. And of course, but we do get, I noticed on, let me look up. Fox News is taking it down. Yesterday on Fox News, they had down in the lower left or lower right hand corner of the screen, they had a map showing, you know, the deep blue and the light blue and the red and all of that. So, cause it's, you know, y'all gotta keep glued to the television. Now don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I, for Pete's sake, I live in Colorado, so I know we have blizzards, we have ice storms, we, you know, things get bad, the power goes out. I get all of that. But why do we have to be so panicked about it all the time? Why? And then, you know, in Colorado, it's been really nice, and we panic over that, and then it turns cold, and now, you know, it's like, what was it? And I think when I came in, oh, look, it's up to 14 degrees today. When I took the dogs walking this morning, I was all bundled up. It was about 3 degrees. No wind, fortunately, so there really wasn't any wind chill. This whole thing about weather and climate change just drives me up the wall. And so we're going to talk about that. But I forgot to give you the rules of engagement because I got wound up. Well, sucks to be you. So you know that if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, you can always send me a text message whenever you're listening. Doesn't make any difference whether an affiliate delays the program or carries it live some other time, or you're listening on the podcast, however you might be listening. You can always tell me anything or ask me anything by sending a text message. The number is 33103. 33103. Keyword is Michael. And insofar as social media is concerned, all of my social media accounts, X, Facebook, Instagram, are all now at Michael D. Brown. At Michael D. Brown. So go give me a follow there. So now that we are in a, well, I don't want to call it a disaster. Although I do understand that if you're stuck in an ice storm and you can't get out of your house, or you got to get out of your house because you're having a baby. Although now that reminds me of Senator Josh Hawley this past week asking some doctor at a hearing on Capitol Hill whether men can get pregnant. So I assume that anybody having a baby during this ice storm is probably female, but you know, Call me sexist, but, you know, I kind of think that females are the ones that have babies. But if, you know, you're trying to get to the hospital because you're about to drop a baby, you'll understand that that's kind of an emergency. Or you have an appendectomy, you have a heart attack. Don't get me wrong, I understand all of those individual things going on that are disasters for individuals. But overall, it's Chex calendar. It is Saturday, January 24. Now, for my entire life, January, because I live in the Northern Hemisphere, has been wintertime, and it gets cold. I just want everyone to, that's right, breathe in, breathe out. And then I want to give you a little perspective. And the perspective is, you know, for decades, this climate crisis narrative has rested on a single emotionally powerful claim. And that claim is simply this. The planet is warming, and so extreme weather will become more frequent and more intense. That claim didn't just simultaneously combust out of nowhere. There had to be, almost like, you know, somebody getting pregnant, two things had to happen. An egg and a sperm had to meet. Well, guess what? That's kind of what happened here. And it happened by, it gets repeated, often verbatim, by government, international institutions, scientific bodies, and of course the major media outlets. And then every time that it gets amplified by the major media outlets, and then because we have that wonderful thing called social media, it gets amplified even more. And so that becomes the mechanism by which even modest warming, which does exist, I don't deny it, we've had modest warming. I'm kind of happy about it. Well, the weather, the kind of general climate we're having in Colorado now is the kind of general climate that we had in Colorado about 30 years ago. So, extreme weather from all of this fear-mongering was not a side effect. It was the proof. The side effect, the claim, became the proof. Nobody ever asked, wait a minute, you make the claim, but where's the proof? Which is why what I'm about to show you, I can't really show you, describe for you, matters so much. Because the data set that the climate alarmists use, until they didn't, really points something out. After 25 years of rising emissions and record heat, the global climate-related disasters are not increasing. When you go to the Center for Research on the Epidemiology of Disasters, located in Brussels, the database is known as EM-DAT. It's the Emergency Events Database. You can go look it up. Go Google it. Google it, duck, go it, Bing it, you know, whatever you do for your search engine, brave it however, search for the Emergency Events Database. It's not obscure. It's used, the graph I'm looking at is used by the United Nations, the World Meteorological Organization, all these NGOs. It's used by insurance companies, and of course by the climate researchers and the IPCC adjacent studies. And for years it's been routinely cited to argue that climate change was already driving an increase in extreme weather. But now that provisional 2025 data is available, the argument collapses. absolutely collapses. So I just want to give you a little alternate perspective to give you a little chuckle while you remain bundled up in front of your fireplace with your hot cocoa and the dog sitting next to you, and you've got, you know, cartons of milk and loaves and loaves of bread that you now bought, and you don't know, what the crap am I going to do with this? Maybe we can find a recipe for that. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now, I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
to the weekend with Michael Brown. So let's just straighten out what's going on here. That last segment was obviously last week's show. We've got technical problems that we think we have worked out between me and Los Angeles, Denver and Los Angeles. So we think we've got it worked out. And if indeed we've got it worked out, then I'm going to continue, even though I'll just tell my producer in L.A. and my engineer here, it still shows here that we're not connected. But somehow you can hear me, right, Michael? So you don't have to answer because apparently we got feedback or something. But if you can hear me, then we're going to get started and try to start this program all over again. It's a crazy Saturday. Crazy Saturday. So, yes, I'm broadcast. Now I am truly broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, and it is the weekend with Michael Brown, and I really am glad that you have joined me. So I think we've got something working. And as long as we got it working, we might as well try to keep it going. The text line, as usual, is always open. The number's 33103, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. So tell me anything or ask me anything, and let's get started. What I want to start with today is the Epstein files. Yes. Because it is the coverage about the release of these 3 million plus records is completely over the top. So let's go through how we got here, and then let's talk about really where we are with regard to the files. Because if you're listening at all to, and I will say at this point, I think if you're listening to anybody in the mainstream media, whether that's the cables, the networks, Fox News, Newsmax, any of them, I don't think you're getting an appropriately objective point of view about what these Epstein files really mean. So I'm going to walk through that and try to explain it to you. So here's a little bit of the history. The media, in December of 2025, just last month, all of the media outlets, conservative, liberal, whatever, they all noted that Trump was mentioned rarely in the first major release, the first tranche of records that came out. Trump was rarely mentioned. He appeared mostly in photos and emails, and it was primarily where Epstein discussed Trump's presidency. It was nothing to do, it was not a conversation between Epstein and Trump. It was Epstein and others discussing Trump and the presidency. And in that first tranche, in that first group of documents, Bill Clinton appeared far more prominently in the photos, including, remember, in a jacuzzi with Ghislaine Maxwell? And Clinton's spokesperson used that photo to accuse the Department of Justice of selective disclosure, trying to shield Donald Trump. Then, late December through this month, we get subsequent releases of these files. And the coverage all of a sudden shifted dramatically when the additional tranches included FBI tip spreadsheets with unverified allegations against Donald Trump. And that's when the headlines over the past 48 hours became sensational. There were references to a 1996 complaint alleging the rape of a 13-year-old. There were claims that Trump had, quote, auctioned off children at Mar-a-Lago at some sort of calendar girl parties. Then there were allegations that Trump was present when some infant got murdered. Now let's get to the current coverage. January 30, 2026. Yesterday. It would technically been Friday, January 30th. Major outlets are now emphasizing that Trump's Department of Justice released these files, noting the irony that Trump's own administration disclosed damaging allegations. But most mainstream outlets are including Department of Justice disclaimers that the files contain, and I quote, untrue and sensationalistic claims, close quote, that were submitted, quote, right before the 2020 election, close quote. So even the mainstream outlets, and I think, let me just give you a footnote here. I believe that the mainstream outlets within the cabal are talking about how these files, these 3 million pages, contain untrue and sensationalistic claims that were submitted right before the 2020 election, and they're doing so because they don't want to be accused of libel and slander or defamation, furthering unsubstantiated, untrue claims, again, that were submitted right before the 2020 election. So now we got a partisan split, and it's predictable. The left-leaning outlets in the cabal are emphasizing the allegations exist. The right-leaning outlets emphasize that they are unverified tips that were never investigated, never substantiated. So here's what I want to arm you with. Let's first think about the legal standard for an FBI tip. You could leave a tip today. You could leave a completely false tip about me or anybody else. So these 3 million pages that everybody's all apoplectic about include what the FBI calls NTOC reports. National Threat Operations Center. That's what NTOC stands for, NTOC. So the files include these NTOC reports, and these are four categories. Unvetted, first of all, they're unvetted intake forms. Literally anyone can call and submit, either through a phone call or online, a tip. It's not vetted. It's not verified. Anybody can do it. If you wanted to do one right now, you'd go online and do one right now. That's the first thing you need to know. The second thing that you need to know is these are not investigated claims. There's been no investigation whatsoever. In fact, you should note that many of these documents themselves say that there was no contact information provided, there was no voicemail left, and there was no response to any call back. So the FBI, you leave a tip, you don't leave your name, you don't leave anything. Or you left no voicemail. You left no phone number. Or maybe you left a phone number and the FBI tried to call the phone number back and there was no response. No answer, no voicemail, nothing. Those are the first two things you need to know about these documents. The third thing you need to know about the documents, it's secondhand information. The files themselves that were released explicitly note that, quote, some individuals are reporting secondhand information, which means that, oh, you heard something. Oh, you Billy Bob heard something. So Billy Bob calls the FBI and says, guess what I heard, and leaves a voicemail or does an online tip. Well, clearly, I doubt the FBI is going to waste much time on that. Even if you claim that, you know, I've got a bomb and I'm going to blow up New York City, I'm not really sure that, absent anything else, the FBI is going to investigate that. Here's the fourth thing I want you to understand about these files. The pre-election timing. I shouldn't say all, but many of what was submitted in this 3 million page tranche that was released, many of those tips, those NTOCs, the National Threat Operations Center tips, were submitted in October of 2020 during the campaign. Not before, but in the middle of the campaign, people started leaving tips. So in legal terms, what does this mean? It means everybody needs to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Hey, we got our technical problems fixed, we think. And so we're going to take a break, and I'll try to be right back. Hang on.
Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos. E-T-H-O-S. Ethos.com/Mike.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say Micro, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, Micro, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We just, I just want to remind everybody, we're having some sort of technical difficulties today. So if the program doesn't sound quite right, or you're not getting it, or whatever, we totally understand. I got an engineer in Denver trying to get things fixed, and we're trying to see how we can get things to work. But we're going to muddle through this anyway, because I'm not going to quit. So we're talking about the Epstein files, because what I'm really trying to accomplish is to give you a little bit of perspective about what it really means, because I know that as as someone who consumes the news myself, I know that everything is over the top. And oh my gosh, Trump, you know, Trump engaged in some oral sex. Trump was around when some little child got murdered. Trump auctioned girls off. All of these are tips. All of these are unsubstantiated, not investigated, so many times almost always anonymous tips. And when the FBI receives these NTOCs, these National Threat Operations Center tips, which, you know, if you don't believe me, just go on to the FBI website and look for the tip line. And you don't have to leave a tip. In fact, I would encourage you not to because they're overworked anyway. But pull the form up. Look at it. See for yourself what these look like. Quit relying on the stupid media to tell you what's going on here. Now, let's talk about the legal terms. Because in legal terms, these are not even at the level of an allegation, at least in the formal sense. They're raw tips that never progressed to an investigation. Even the Department of Justice's own statement confirms this. Being mentioned in the files that, quote, include unvetted submissions made to the FBI, Epstein's private correspondence and court records is not a sign of wrongdoing or even association with Epstein's crimes. So, if you're a prosecutor, let's you and I play prosecutor for a moment, and let's think about the investigative reality, because here's what matters. FBI 302 interviews. Let's think in terms of what we do have. What do we have in these documents? We have FBI 302 interviews with verified victims. These are formal investigative interview records. You've heard me talk before about the Form 302. That's where an FBI agent or agents sit down either in a field office or maybe in your home somewhere, and they conduct an interview and they take notes. That's a Form 302. And we have some Form 302s in these files with verified victims. One Form 302 from the year 2021 is where a victim says that Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's girlfriend, presented a woman or a girl to Trump at a party, quote, like a professional CV, a curriculum vitae, a resume. That very same victim says that Trump gave her a tour of Mar-a-Lago with Epstein and Maxwell present. But here's what's critically important. That same victim, clarified that nothing happened between the victim and Trump, close quote. So that's an example of what we do have. An example of, okay, so, you know, Epstein and Maxwell are at Mar-a-Lago. They've got some girl. Trump didn't ask for an ID. Let me see your age. Let me see your driver's license. Anything else. They just introduced this girl to Trump. And Trump said, well, let me give you a tour of my resort. And he gives a tour of the resort. And the victim clarifies that, oh, yeah, I felt like I was being presented, but nothing happened between me and Trump. Here's what we don't have. We don't have any FBI 302 interview documenting an allegation of criminal conduct by Donald Trump. What we don't have is any evidence that the FBI investigated Trump in connection with Epstein's crimes. We don't have any victim coming forward publicly to accuse Trump of abuse through Epstein. And we don't have any draft indictment. We don't have any prosecutorial memo. We don't have any charging document naming Donald Trump. Now, let's insert a little history here, because I think people tend to forget this. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, who, yes, was Donald Trump's personal lawyer, interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell in September 2025, and she said that Trump was, quote, a gentleman in all respects, and that she never saw him do anything inappropriate with anyone associated with Epstein. Now, you can argue that Maxwell's credibility is zero. I tell you she's zero. She's a convicted sex trafficker. But prosecutorially, if the co-conspirator who was recruiting victims says she never saw Trump engage in criminal conduct, that's devastating to any theory that he was somehow involved in these sex crimes. So that gets us to a legal bottom line. The inclusion of Trump's name means someone made an allegation to the FBI, nothing else. Nothing more, nothing less. And in our legal system, that is a raw, unverified tip that is not evidence. An anonymous secondhand report does not rise to probable cause. And just because the media is covering it doesn't put anybody in legal jeopardy, particularly if they're just reporting, oh, the document says. Now, if they try to interpret the document, if they try to imply something, that might cross over into defamation. But as I've freely told everybody, I was interviewed by the FBI back when I was in high school. Someone made a bomb threat to our high school. The FBI shows up at my door. This is before my parents got home. So I'm at home, you know, I don't know, I don't have any idea what I was doing. I just remember that there was a doorbell ring, and I walked to the door, and there were a couple of guys, you know, like men in black. There were a couple of guys, you know, with a car parked out front, and I opened the door and said, you know, can I help you? And they said, we're with the FBI, are you Michael Brown? And I said, yes. And they said, well, we'd like to speak to you or your parents here. And I said, no, they're not. But you can come back when they are. And so they left, and they came back. They came back after, you know, 5 or 5:30, whenever my parents got there, and they came in, they sat down in the front living room of the house that my mom still lives in, and they asked me, you know, they said, well, you know, there was a bomb threat made at this, you know, at your high school yesterday or day before or whatever. Do you know anything about it? Yeah, here's what I know about it. I was in class, and the bell rang, and there was something announced, and we were told to evacuate the school, and we all left the school, and I was told later that there was a bomb threat. Well, do you know who did it? No. Do you know who might have done it? No. Do you know anything you want to tell us about it? No. I don't know anything about it. Now, I will tell you, probably some 25, 30 years later, I think I learned who actually called in that bomb threat. But at the time, I had no idea. And it actually wasn't a bomb. It was just some kid, you know, some kid that I knew that was a couple of grades ahead of me that made the threat. The point is the FBI receives thousands of tips every single day, and most are just garbage, and some are politically motivated. The fact that tips exist in a file does not mean that they're credible, much less true. The legal standard is this. Did investigators find corroboration? Did they develop probable cause? Did the prosecutors ever draft charges? And here we know the answer is clearly no. And we know the answer is no because three reasons. The Department of Justice said there was no credible evidence of a client list or that there were uncharged third parties that committed crimes. There were no charging documents that we can find that exist so far. Now, there's still documents to be released, but so far we have no credible evidence of a client list and we have no charging documents. In other words, it never got beyond a tip, and many of the tips were never even investigated. And the third point I would point out is very simply this. The FBI appears not to have even followed up on most of the tips. There was no contact information, voicemails unreturned, nothing. This is a gigantic nothing burger. But there's something deeper going on, and that is the partisan manipulation. The media's original complaint. Let's go back to the beginning. The media was complaining that Trump's Department of Justice wasn't releasing the files fast enough and that somehow they were protecting Donald Trump. So when the December release showed Clinton but very little Trump, that narrative seemed to be confirmed. Oh, the DOJ is just protecting Trump. But then subsequent releases included these salacious, unverified tips about Trump, and suddenly the story became Trump's own Department of Justice released damaging allegations about Trump. Now, both narratives can't be true. Either the Department of Justice is protecting Trump by either redacting or delaying the release of documents, or they're actually exposing him by releasing unverified allegations. But the fact the media outlets are pushing both narratives at the same time should tell you this is about political advantage. It's not about trying to find out the truth. So what actually happened here? Have you ever thought about just stepping back for a moment and thinking about what's really happened? Let me explain what's really happened next. I'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now, I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
They did it. That's fine. I don't know. Maybe they're just overworked or maybe they're just sloppy to begin with. So in complying with the Epstein Transparency Act, that meant releasing legitimate investigative documents like the 302 forms, that's the interview forms, the flight logs, all the financial records. It meant they had to release all of Epstein's personal correspondence, all of Epstein's photographs, and of course it meant they had to release the garbage. And what do I mean by that? They had to release every random tip. They had to release every conspiracy theory. They had to release every politically timed allegation that was ever submitted anonymously online. That's everything. So the presence of these unverified allegations against Trump don't prove anything except that people submitted allegations to the FBI. But they also submitted tips about Bill Clinton, Bill Gates. You know, in fact, you hear the reports on the news about how Epstein alleged that Bill Gates asked him, Epstein, hey, how can I get some antibiotics so I can secretly give it to my wife, Melinda, because I picked up an STD and a bunch of other various stuff. We don't even know if that's really true or not. That's just what's in the file. It doesn't mean that the FBI investigated it. It means that when they gathered up everything, when they did the search warrant of Epstein's residences, in New Mexico, Florida, and out on the island and in the Bahamas, wherever they went, and they gathered up everything they could find, computer files, hard drives, paper files, everything they got. It included things like this, that Epstein alleged that Gates asked him to provide antibiotics. That's never verified. That's something that's in the notes. I'm not trying to defend either Bill Gates or Jeffrey Epstein. I'm just telling you the facts of that was in the file. We have to get to the next point. Now, if these allegations against Trump had any evidentiary foundation, in other words, if there was some actual prosecutable evidence in these files, I sincerely believe that those files would have surfaced in 2016 and 2020. They certainly would have surfaced during the multiple investigations into Epstein. Because federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York, who despise Trump, who have been going after Trump, they investigated Epstein for years, and they had every incentive to pursue any credible evidence against a sitting and a then former president, and they did not do that. So these allegations exist as words in a file. But in American jurisprudence, words in a file, accusations without evidence, are just that, accusations. And the fact that somebody can call the FBI, including you, and make a wild claim about anybody does not make those claims worthy of serious legal consideration. Bottom line is, the story here is not that Trump is in the Epstein files. It's that our system allows anyone to make any allegation. And when Congress or any transparency law forces everything out into the open, now you can see how much noise exists alongside the signal. You can see how much noise exists, and out of all of that noise, it's like you're in the middle of the Super Bowl coming up, and you know how loud it is, or you're in the middle of, you know, the NCAA finals, and you know, those arenas are just packed with noise. The players, the basketballs, the crowd, everything. That's all noise. It's all noise. What matters are the facts. And out of all of that noise, the FBI has to dissect everything and find, is there anything in here first that seems credible enough that we ought to investigate? If the answer is no, you push it aside. Or maybe you think, well, you know, this seems kind of odd. Maybe I should investigate this tip. So you try to reach the person. You look at the tip. Oh, they didn't leave a phone number. They didn't leave an email. They didn't even leave a name. Then, you know, They didn't even leave a real name. Maybe they didn't even leave a false name. You have no way of tracking that back. Well, let's say they did. They left a name and a phone number. And you call. And there's no answer. Or it turns out that it's a fake number. Or they call, and instead of getting, you know, Bubba down in, you know, Alabama somewhere, they get Billy Bob over in Texas. And Billy Bob goes, no, I didn't leave a tip. I don't know. That's how that tip page works. So, again, the story is not that Trump is in the files. In fact, I want you to think about everybody's name that's in those files can be categorized in three or four different ways. Those who, like Prince Andrew, who, based on investigations, was involved in sexual wrongdoing, and he's paying a price for it, and the investigations continue. There are people that whose names are in the files that maybe the FBI looked at, and they could find nothing to move forward. No probable cause, no further evidence. And then you look, there's somebody's name in that file that never had anything to do with Epstein. Because Epstein made a note, oh, someday I should try to meet Michael Brown. Or, you know, that Michael Brown, I read some story about him. I should try to find out more about him. Or, you know, whatever it could have been. It doesn't make any difference. But that's not what the media is going to feed you. Everybody's going to try to convince you that, and I can hear it now, people accuse me, all you're trying to do is defend Trump. No, what I'm really trying to do here is I'm trying to defend all of the people whose names are in those files where people made anonymous tips, anonymous allegations, none of which was ever investigated. And if you leave an anonymous, it's like when someone leaves me an anonymous, you know, they write me an anonymous letter. And they don't sign their name to it. Oh, I read it for the fun of it. And if it disses me, I might read it on air for the fun of it. But I usually wad it up and throw it in the trash. FBI does the same thing. Yes. Everybody take a deep breath about the Epstein files. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line, of course, is always open. 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Hang tight. We'll be back after the news.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PIPE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker has an update on the latest winter weather.
A bomb cyclone in the southeast, a deep freeze in the eastern part of the U.S., and Florida just freezes. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says even Miami will be in the low to mid-30s Sunday morning.
Temperatures in Florida over the next few weeks are going to not be very Florida-like.
Meanwhile, that bomb cyclone bringing blizzard conditions to the Carolinas and parts of Georgia and Virginia.
Do you expect snowfall totals anywhere from 6 to 10 inches?
The rest of the U.S. experiencing extreme cold. Saturday morning, West Virginia, negative 27 degrees. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security last night.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend.
That is Greg Clarkson reporting. The Westminster Dog Show opens today for its 150th anniversary.
President Donald Sturz says it's got a storied history.
There was a small group of gentlemen who had some sporting breeds who got together at the Westminster Hotel in 1876. The Westminster Hotel was down on 16th Street in Irving Place. They were kind of comparing their dogs and telling tall tales.
He says the following year they put together a dog show called Gilmore's Gardens with about 1,200 dogs.
It was a huge success.
Top dog at the Westminster Dog Show will be crowned February 3rd at Madison Square Garden. Julie Walker, New York.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-366-6161. That's 800-366-6161. 800-366-6161.
It's that time of year when people sign up for their health care coverage. Economist Steve Moore says those on Obamacare are in for some sticker shock and a big reminder of what was once promised turned out not to be true.
Obamacare plans have actually dramatically increased costs. Remember when Barack Obama said that this would drive down costs and would be the Affordable Care Act? We're finding that the price for plans now have doubled to tripled in just 15 years.
And Moore also says he's appalled by reports of what is now known to be widespread fraud in Minnesota.
Any state that is proven to have committed fraud as Minnesota, we stop paying them, and they should return that money to the U.S. taxpayers. It's no different than a criminal coming up to you with a gun and taking the money out of your wallet. That is what has happened in Minnesota.
Moore was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon says he'll fight the charges after being arrested in connection with a protest at a church in Minnesota.
The First Amendment of the Constitution protects that work for me and for countless of other journalists who do what I do.
A grand jury in Minnesota indicted Lemon and 8 others on charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers. It alleges Lemon conspired with activists and some other journalists who entered the church, intimidated a pastor, and blocked in and frightened congregants. Organizers called the protest Operation Pull-Up, saying they wanted to let people know that a pastor at the church ran the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in St. Paul. I'm Jennifer King.
North Carolina and South Carolina are now emerging as the growth hotspots in this country. North Carolina led the nation in domestic migration. Last year, South Carolina posted the fastest growth rate. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
Ready to dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO, and on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sold rights to his video to numerous national media companies. In fact, some of the video that he took on January 6th was purchased and licensed to the New York Times and other networks, as well as for use by HBO when they made a documentary about that day. So he was a true freelance journalist, actually making money doing so. So the video that Steve Baker took on January 6th literally started as he walks towards the Capitol in the middle of a very large crowd. He was not near the front, so he was able to capture much of the activity taking place ahead of him as he approached the Capitol building. Now, when he's recording and you're in the middle of that crowd, he was able to record a lot of the comments that the protesters were making as he walked among them on the way to the Capitol. Now, the first breach of an entrance to the U.S. Capitol building happened at 2:13 p.m. He entered the Capitol through the same doors 6 minutes later at 2:19 p.m. Now, before he entered that same door that had been breached, hundreds of other protesters had entered the Capitol building ahead of him. That's at 2:19. Now, we know all of this because he was recording everything. Now, Steve Baker left the Capitol at 2:56, but was recording audio and video the entire time and providing running commentary about the events that he was observing all around him while he was inside the Capitol building. He even walked up to and asked questions of several members of the United States Capitol Police that he was encountering as he walked along the way. Now, a lawyer filed a motion to dismiss the charges against Mr. Baker based on selective prosecution. It identified 60 other. This motion to dismiss identified 60 other credentialed and freelance journalists from all around the world who had done the same thing that Steve Baker did. They walked in among the crowd, recording everything, asking people questions, recording all of that on video. None of those people got prosecuted. Not a single one of them got prosecuted. Steve Baker did. So his lawyer filed a motion to dismiss based on selective prosecution. One of the examples that they filed took special note of a person by the name of Luke Mogelson, who at the time was also a freelance journalist, who was near the very front when the protesters broke through the door. Mogelson was among the very first individuals to go inside, and he captured audio, video of the events, and then sold his story to the New Yorker magazine, which published his article on January 15 under a title, and you can go Google this yourself, Among the Insurrectionists. Now, the political point of view reflected in his article is not hard to guess. If you sell your story to New Yorker magazine, and the title and the headline that they give your story is Among the Insurrectionists, then you can pretty much guess what his point of view was. Steve Baker, on the other hand, went on to watch every day of the first Oath Keeper trial. And then he was later able to publish a story that was backed up by the video evidence showing that two United States Capitol Police officers who had provided critical testimony in the first trial had lied on the stand about where they were and what they saw. Those two cops, those two U.S. Capitol Police officers, are David Lazarus and Harry Dunn. So Mr. Baker also reported confidential source claims about longstanding corruption inside the leadership of the U.S. Capitol Police. He also reported about the incompetence among the leadership, as confirmed by the U.S. Capitol Police Chief on January 6, Stephen Sund. For more than 2 years, he's been a full-time investigative reporter for Blaze Media, started back by Glenn Beck. In March of 2024, 38 months after the riot, more than 30 months after Stephen was told he was under investigation for having committed a felony, he was charged by the Department of Justice for 4 misdemeanor offenses. Remember Luke Mogelson, the guy that sold the story to the New Yorker magazine that was headlined Among the Insurrectionists? He was given a journalism award, the George Polk Journalism Award. He was also given the National Magazine Award in the video category. There was a press release posted by Condé Nast, owns the New Yorker magazine. In that press release, they say this: Luke Mogelson, a contributing writer, One for his shocking and surreal footage from inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Mogulson had attended President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally on the National Mall that day and followed Trump supporters as they forced their way into the Capitol and Senate chamber afterward. He used his phone's camera to capture chaotic scenes from what followed. The resulting film provides a visceral record of Americans holding democracy hostage. That's what Steve Baker did. But he got charged by the Biden Department of Justice, and he was ordered to surrender himself to the FBI field office in Dallas, Texas, where he was handcuffed, put in leg shackles, when he made his initial appearance before a federal magistrate, after which he was released on his own recognizance. In other words, he was released without having to post a bail. That's kind of interesting, because it seems to me that Steve Baker was doing the same thing that Luke Mogulson was doing. In fact, Luke Mogulson, unlike Steve Baker, was at the front of the crowd, saw the breach, recorded the breach of the door. Steve Baker was back in the middle of the crowd, and when he got up to the door was already open, and he just walked in with the rest of the crowd. Doing the same thing, being treated differently. I'm not surprised his lawyer filed a motion to dismiss based on selective prosecution. What happens next? Hang tight. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, it'd be great if you'd subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, whichever one you use, just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and then that will download the 5-day weekday program that I do here in Denver, plus the weekend program, so you get all of the Michael Brown programming. So back to Steve Baker and this guy named Luke Mogelson. What Steve Baker did was exactly what Luke Mogelson did. In fact, I would say that if you were looking to charge somebody, and I'm not saying that I think Luke Mogelson should have been charged, I'm simply asking, why was Steve Baker charged? Because he was in the middle of the crowd. He didn't see the breach. He walked through just like the Luke Mogelson did, that won an award for recording. And in fact, they published an article among the insurrectionists. So is it the point of view? Because Steve Baker, who works for Glenn Beck, is obviously a conservative. So there's no evidence whatsoever that he did anything wrong. He walked in just like Luke Mogelson did, but he is charged, handcuffed, and has to appear in front of a federal magistrate. The other freelance journalist gets an award. When the Department of Justice opposed Mr. Baker's lawyer's motion to dismiss, they wrote this. In this January 6th case, the facts are largely not in dispute. Around the time of the 2020 presidential election, the defendant, Mr. Baker, started an online podcast titled The Pragmatic Constitutionalist. The defendant introduced the podcast as an expansion of a 10-year-old hobby page that he maintained on Facebook with the same title. The expansion included a crowdsourced funded website as well as a few other experimental podcasts. During the same period, the defendant announced his previous source of income, playing live music, likely would not be viable during the nation's response to the COVID pandemic. The defendant continued to publish podcast episodes where he expressed his political beliefs. A few weeks after the election, the defendant began to expound upon a more active rhetoric. During a discussion related to the then upcoming peaceful transfer of power, the defendant stated, quote, "I have no intention of popping the corn and sitting in for the show. I intend on being on the show." The defendant, they wrote, continued, "I don't know what kind of show it is going to be, but I intend on being in the middle of it." Which, when you think about it, he literally was in the middle of it. Unlike Luke Mogelson, who was at the front of it. The Biden Department of Justice, going after Steve Baker, wrote this. On January 6, 2021, the defendant joined the mob that breached the restricted perimeter of the U.S. Capitol grounds and entered the U.S. Capitol building. The defendant moved from near the ellipse to the Capitol through the National Mall. At approximately 1:10 p.m., he captured the scene using his phone, near where makeshift gallows had been constructed. What does that have to do with anything? The defendant recorded as numerous individuals walked towards the Capitol. At the moment he stated, "Look out your windows, B-words, look what's coming," and they include a statement of facts. And he then continued toward the building. As his lawyer writes, it's worth noting, as I did to the court, this was 1:03 prior to the crowd breaking into the Capitol. It was while he was still walking in the crowd to the Capitol and was nothing more than expression of the size of the protest that was about to arrive outside the Capitol on that day. It was complete bad faith for the government to claim it was support for the breaking into the Capitol that was more than an hour in the future. What the Biden Department of Justice knew from the timing and from the video was that incident happened immediately after the shooting of Ashley Babbitt by Michael Byrd. Michael Byrd had broadcast over his radio that a protester had shot at him. So at that point, every U.S. Capitol police officer drew their weapons in response to Byrd's claim that there was an active shooter in the building. And in response, Steve Baker asked a legitimate question of an officer he was standing next to. "Are you going to use that gun on us?" Somehow, the Department of Justice treated that comment as being hostile or sarcastic and was somehow evidence of his guilt. I might have asked the same question or asked, you've pulled your weapon. Is there something going on? Am I in danger? Do I need to leave? Are you going to shoot me? Isn't it interesting that you have two journalists doing exactly the same thing? One gets an award and published. The other gets charged with misdemeanor. The fact that we've got Don Lemon entering a church can easily be differentiated from what these two people did. I bring up Steve Baker and I bring up the other reporter primarily to show you that the Department of Justice was hell-bent on prosecuting anyone that had any connection to the crowds that entered the Capitol that day. Regardless of whether it was a legitimate prosecution or not, at some point, which is true for any criminal, you have to make a decision. Am I going to stick to my guns and my innocence? Am I going to fight this with everything? Am I going to mortgage my house? Am I going to go in debt? Am I going to fight this? Or am I just going to take a lesser plea and be done with it and save my life as best I can from all of this hassle that I'm going to have to go through? Mogulson, the guy that got the award, he didn't face any of those kinds of consequences for doing exactly the same kind of thing. Luke Mogulson, among the insurrectionists, New Yorker magazine, January 15, 2021. There are similarities between Mogulson and Baker. The differences? Little, if any. Oh, I know the difference is your political point of view. One is there because he has Trump derangement syndrome. The other is there, even though they're doing the same thing, reporting on what's happening. One has a point of view that doesn't match what the Department of Justice thinks is the appropriate point of view. So we have literally point of view prosecution, not based on elements of a crime, but based on your opinion. Let's go to Don Lemon. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test. Just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos. E-T-H-O-S. Ethos.com/Mike.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
In Denver, get that preset and listen to me or stream me live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Mountain Time. So now let's switch from Steve Baker and Mogulson and what occurred to them. And let's go to Don Lemon. Because a grand jury in Minnesota has returned a federal indictment against Don Lemon and three other people for their participation in the storming of a St. Paul church. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced on Friday that Lemon had been arrested at her discretion, at her direction. And according to Abby Lowell, yeah, does that ring a bell? That's the same lawyer that represented Hunter Biden. According to a statement by him, federal agents took the alleged journalist into custody Thursday evening in L.A. while he was covering the Grammy Awards. The charges against Lemon, one each for conspiracy against rights, that's under the Ku Klux Klan Act, and violating the FACE Act, and also for injuring, interfering, or intimidating at a place of worship. That caps a nearly two-week legal battle between the federal courts and the Trump Department of Justice, while exposing the shocking bias of the chief judge, the same judge who is presiding over the Trump administration's efforts to deport those illegal aliens in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. The judge is Patrick Schlitz, and he has played a really active role in obstructing the Justice Department's attempts to criminally charge Lemon following his breach of City's church back on January 19. What happened? He and others terrorized these worshipers during Sunday services in a hunt for an alleged ICE agent who just happened to be a pastor in that church. And as I did for my weekday audience, I played audio of, it's actually a video, which you can find online, of Don Lemon interviewing the organizer. Now, remember, these are very well-organized and funded protests. These are not spur-of-the-moment protests in which they consciously talk about they're going to go in and disrupt the church because one of the pastors in that church happens to be the head of the ICE field office in Minneapolis-St. Paul. In addition to that, when Don Lemon went in and is recording, he walks among the pews, interrupting some of the congregants as they're trying to pray or they're trying to sing songs, you know, worship, do hymns, whatever. One of the pastors, now remember this is private property. This is not the U.S. Capitol, which is, I mean, it may be restricted, but the U.S. Capitol is a public building. Anybody can go in. This church is private property. One of the pastors takes Mr. Lemon by the arm and tries to escort him out, and Don Lemon reacts and essentially refuses to leave. Now, that's a fact. That's a question of fact. How much resistance was there? How much did they try to push? Or was there any pushing or pulling? Anything like that? But nonetheless, you're asked to leave private property and you fail to do so. That's trespassing. Now, there's no federal trespassing charge here, but there could be a state trespassing charge. But do you think that the prosecutor or the attorney general in Minnesota were going to charge a gay black man as a freelance journalist with trespassing in the middle of all the crap going on in Minneapolis? Of course not. So after Magistrate Judge Doug Meeko, who just happens to be the husband of a top aide to the Attorney General in Minnesota, Keith Ellison. So that husband refused to sign complaints for Lemon and a few others. The Department of Justice then went to Chief Judge Schlitz as the Chief Judge of the District to reverse Meeko's decision. That request prompted a heated back and forth between the federal judge and the government, as well as a decision by the Minnesota Appellate Court not to intervene, despite the finding by one judge that the Department of Justice really did establish probable cause for those individuals. But Schlitz, the chief federal judge, refused to reverse Meeko's judgment. His argument was absurd. He wasn't sure he had the ability to do so. Wait a minute. You're the chief judge of the district. The magistrate judge are inferior judges to you. You can overrule that judge. You can look at the warrant yourself, and you can make your own determination whether or not probable cause has been shown. But he punted. He punted by saying, well, I'm not really sure I have the authority to do this. And then he challenged the Department of Justice to take his case to a grand jury. So you know what the Department of Justice did? Said, hold my beer. And they took it to a grand jury. And the grand jury indicted. You know, let's remember what Don Lemon did. I'm not sure why we're not getting the audio. Let's see. Yeah, I'm playing audio, and in fact, we may be because of our technical problems.
Speaking to an organization there that's gearing up to for resistance and protest, I've been pleasantly surprised to see the community coming together. Diverse community. If you see this, when we first pulled up, we're like, wait a minute, which operation are we at? And as it turns out, because we're like, well, this is kind of MAGA coded, right? Saw the American flag or whatever, but these.
What he's doing is he's pointing to some people. It's a diverse crowd: men, women, black, white. They're all bundled up. They have an American flag. And he goes, we've got a MAGA crowd here. Better stay away from them.
Our resistance protesters, they're planning an operation that we're going to follow them on. I can't tell you exactly.
They're planning a resistance operation that we are going to follow them. He admits that he knows what they're doing, that they're going to violate the law, and he's going to go follow them. Now, you may say, and I've heard people make the argument that, well, we have correspondents that go into war, and they might see a human rights violation. They might violate the rules of engagement. Yes, that's not on American soil. Here you're on American soil. And here we have constitutional rights, including Don Lemon. Don Lemon has a First Amendment right as a journalist. But when you become a part of the group, you see, there's a distinction between I'm here reporting and we're not sure what's going to happen, but we're here to report what's happening. So as the crowd, remember, go back to Stephen Baker. Go back to Mogulson, who on January 6th, they didn't know what was going to happen. They follow the crowd in. One of them doesn't get charged for trespassing, for going in. The other one, because of his political point of view, doesn't really know what's going on either, doesn't see the breach of the door, follows the crowd in, he gets charged. What's the difference? And it is a difference with a distinction. Here, Don Lemon has been actively participating with the protesters who are about to break the law. And in fact, uses the pronoun we. We are going to follow them. We are going to go in. We're all going to go do this.
They're doing, but it's called Operation Pull Up, and it's Sakima Armstrong, and she has been doing this since George Floyd, Dante Wright, and others, where they surprise people, catch them off guard, and hold them to account. And so that's what we're doing here, and then we're after that.
That's what we're doing here. We're going to go in and hold them to account. I just find it interesting that if he's as smart as he claims to be, why do you keep recording and saying that this is what we're going to go do? We're going to go hold them to account. I'm going to use that as evidence in a criminal trial.
Do this operation, you'll see it live, and use these operations as surprise operations. Again, can't tell you where they're going.
I can't tell you where they're going, but I know where they're going. And then they do.
Renee Good!
So these are the protesters inside the church as they're trying to worship. And Don Lemon is filming, walking among the congregants, in my opinion, being as disruptive as the protesters are. And then he encounters one of the pastors.
What do you think of it? I mean, this is unacceptable. It's shameful. It's shameful to interrupt a public gathering of Christians in worship.
But there are folks who will say,
I have to take care of my flock.
Okay, but listen, we live in a, there's a constitution in the First Amendment to freedom of speech and freedom to assemble and protest.
Yeah. We're here to worship. We're here to worship Jesus because that's the hope of these cities. That's the hope of the world is Jesus Christ.
I want to be very respectful. Please don't push me, though.
We're here.
He's, this pastor is trying to push him out of the church. And Lemon's response is, don't push me. My response would be, then leave. Leave.
Here to worship Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we're here. Okay, that's why we're here. That's what we're about.
Don't
we're,
you think Jesus would be understanding
we're about
and
worship.
Love these folks?
We're about spreading the love of Jesus.
But did you
Jesus.
Try to talk to them as a as
no
a Christian?
No one is willing to talk.
Okay,
I have to take care of my church and my family, so I ask that you actually would also leave this building.
You don't want us to
unless
chronicle
you're here to worship. Unless you're here to worship.
I'm always worship. I'm a Christian.
We're here. We're here to worship. We're here to worship. Okay.
Thank you very much.
He won't leave. He won't leave. So, that's the background. That's what's going on. Now, when we get back, let's think about Judge Slitz's behavior in all these matters. And let's think about his financial support of a radical pro-illegal immigration activist group in Minnesota. That makes clear that, guess what? He has no business presiding over these cases whatsoever. I'll be right back.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PIPE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. sometimes it may be an unexpected death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I'm just looking at text messages. I haven't had a chance to look. Correspondence, Michael writes, Gubernator 9504, correspondents don't go on bank robberies, house invasions, drug deals, or other things. Oh, they might tag along sometime, but you're right, they don't run in. Oh, are you going to rob this bank? I am. Oh, can we follow you in? Yeah, I don't think you want to do that. That might be classified as an accomplice. But I want you to know about this judge. I think the Department of Justice ought to seek his recusal. Take him off this case. And then I think that I'll go even further and file a misconduct complaint over his egregious political statements, most of which were without basis, that serve no other purpose than to fuel an already dangerous situation on the ground in Minneapolis. And he is actively from the bench trying to sabotage their deportation efforts, which are lawful. Now, after the judge's first missive, in which he downplayed Lemon's conduct, Fox News reporter Bill Malusian disclosed that Schlitz and his wife had donated to the Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota in 2019. And in fact, the judge confirmed in a statement to Fox that he had donated to that non-government organization for many years because he had a belief that all people should be able to get legal representation. But guess what? Getting legal representation is only a tiny part of what that NGO does to help illegal immigrants beat the system and to become permanent residents entitled to the same rights as all U.S. citizens, such as illegally getting driver's licenses. Now, there are recent news releases that refer to Operation Metro Surge as a campaign of terror, as an occupation by the federal government. Well, guess what? The group, Immigrant Law Center of Minnesota, also claims that Renee Good and Alex Pretty were murdered by the government for defending their neighbors against ICE violence in Minneapolis. This group alleges that these ICE agents have brought sheer terror to neighborhoods across the state, breaking down doors, arresting people in hospitals, tear gassing students, racially profiling, abducting people of color, threatening anyone who stands in their way. This horror and violence may be new to some, but marginalized communities have experienced since the founding of this country. And that's who the judge is giving money to. That's who the judge is giving money to. I find it alarming that any federal judge routinely contributes to such a radical organization that is now actively fomenting violence and lawlessness in a major U.S. city. But it is particularly egregious for a powerful judge that is handling dozens of related cases where he brazenly places his thumbs on the scale of justice in favor of a group for which he is a regular benefactor. Now, he has presided over at least three habeas lawsuits filed by the immigration lawyers that were on this NGO's referral list. One case in particular represents the basis for his accusation that Todd Lyons, the acting ICE director, violated a court order demanding a bond hearing for an illegal immigrant known as Juan. And he canceled that hearing after the government released Juan per this judge's directive. But his order canceling that contempt hearing, that acted again as a vehicle for the judge to promote his political narrative about the Trump administration. He detailed in a four-page index, with case numbers only, he accused ICE of violating 96 court orders in Minnesota District Court. Now, you'd have to go each to each separate case to determine the nature of the allegations. So he just made up a list. He didn't write it out. He's too lazy to write it out. It is one thing for a judge to have political views. I don't care if a judge has political views. What I expect is that a judge will not act on those views as a donor or a supporter to someone who actively goes out and reflects those views and actually encourages the breaking of the law and violence. It's quite another to misrepresent the facts in a court order, which is what this judge continues to do. Now, even though he undoubtedly will deny a motion to recuse, you know, judges themselves or give him first shot, they get to decide themselves first whether they're going to recuse themselves or not, the Department of Justice still should try to proceed accordingly and try to get him to recuse himself. Because his partisan, inaccurate, and destructive allegations should not go unanswered. Then Don Lemon goes on the podcast.
I think these MAGA men, they have a hive mind. None of them are unique. None of them are the alphas they think they are. They just all take their orders every day. What's Elon saying? What's Trump saying? And they have to bend and mold. And you are a prize for them, an independent, gay, black, happy, successful man. And
what does it have to do with anything? Why do they always have to play the sexual preference card or the race card? I mean, he is all of those things, but I don't care. I don't care what his sexual preference is. I don't care what his skin color is. I care that he's actively engaged in violating the law. And that someone is finally trying to hold some of these reporters accountable has caused the left to go apoplectic, primarily because they know that they really can't survive without these reporters pushing that agenda. They can't survive without all of the useful idiots that consume this kind of propaganda actually buying into it and going along with it. And for once in my lifetime, they're being held accountable. So I say go for it. Absolutely go for it. Text line is always open, 33103, keyword Michael. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ready to feel healthy this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet private packaging because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.